waltzing into this Wednesday with none other than Shostakovich here on KPR. The Barrel Organ Waltz from Gadfly with Andre Kostolanitz and his orchestra. Hi there. I'm Destiny. I thought we could waltz into this windy Wednesday together, sort of like the wings upon a fly, a gadfly, shall we say. I had a funny little promo for this morning of music. It was to be from the pre-Baroque to the broken-hearted. Get it? Baroque? Okay, it's too early for that. So we are going to start with some lovely pre-Baroque music right now. It's short. I'll let you try and guess what it is, and then I'll tell you what it is right after we hear it on KPR. Who wants to guess? Pretorius here on KPR. Dance suite from Terpsichore, a movement there. Definitely pre-Baroque indeed. Philip Pickett and the New London Consort. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning and listening. We're just going to go in the order of musical creations, I suppose. It's kind of an educational Wednesday morning, I suppose. So yesterday, Bach definitely would fit this hour. However, Vivaldi needs a shout out, so I thought Vivaldi from the Baroque era would be great. Now, I have a guitar concerto. It was originally for lute and two violins. Lute was a very early instrument. We are going to listen to an actual guitar playing it, and it's quite delightful. It's about 10 minutes. This features John Williams on guitar and the Symphony Orchestra of Seville. Let's enjoy it together right now on Kansas Public Radio. A guitar concerto by Vivaldi here on Kansas Public Radio, the Symphony Orchestra of Seville with John Williams on guitar. Originally for the lute and two violins, the Baroque era. Now we are moving into the classical era. And if you're a P1 listener, you know who my favorite composer is. He's coming up. And next hour, some classical music by Mozart and Schubert as well. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information is at cromwellenvironmental.com. And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And we get to listen to Beethoven, Symphony Number 2. Now, the reason I like Beethoven so much is he was a little bit of a rule breaker. He took us from the classical era into the romantic, but we're not getting into romantic music yet. We're going to stick with the classical for a while. Let's listen to this recording with Riccardo Muti and the Philadelphia Orchestra, Beethoven's Symphony No. 2, now on KPR. Beethoven Symphony No. 2 here on Kansas Public Radio with Riccardo Muti and the Philadelphia Orchestra. I love that in the last 20 seconds there's a chord there that makes you think, oh, this movement is long from over. But then, in only the way that Beethoven can, he tricks you. And it's over. Next hour, we will have some more classical music before venturing into the romantic. I said today would be from the pre-Baroque to the broken-hearted. Ha, 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 ha. And that will happen in the 11 a.m. hour. So next hour, I've got Overture to the Magic Flute opening, which is a nice one indeed. And, ooh, by the way, did you know we're celebrating 30 years on the air of KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour? That's right. We have an anniversary weekend coming up. Live music, cocktail parties, and more, February 27th and 28th. That'll be here in Lawrence, Kansas. There will be live music by Nutty and Exotica Cocktail, two mixology seminars, and more. I imagine Daryl might be doing those. Check out the full schedule at kansaspublicradio.org, and tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and Liberty Hall. It is really windy out there. Even though this is a soundproof room, I can hear some of the gusts, so I don't know if I'd go out for a walk today, folks. Just stay inside and listen to Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon. The Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year, and we're throwing a bunch of parties to celebrate. On February 27th and 28th, hope you'll join us for two nights of live music, including Exotica Cocktail. And all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty.
Acting nutty, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets for everything are on sale right now. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City and KANQ Chanute. And support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music hosting the Prairie Winds Festival, featuring percussionist Jason Truting, Saturday, February 7th at 7:30. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And the Topeka Symphony, presenting Billy the Kid, Saturday, January 24th, featuring Copeland, Boyer Debussy, and more. Information on that and tickets are available at topekasymphony.org. It's almost 10:01. Thanks for being here with me. I am Destiny. It is cold outside, but there's more warm music coming up next hour. NPR News is up next on KPR.
Live from Wall Street's trading lower at this hour. The Dow is down 279 points, NASDAQ down 335. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast. Available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Always a favorite, Mozart's Magic Flute Overture here on KPR, Bruno Weil and Toffel Musik. Ah, a rousing way to start the 10 o'clock hour, and it's windy out there and cold. It's 39 degrees here in Lawrence. But I have warm music. I know that's very cheesy. At around 10:43, I'm actually going to play something by Beethoven for you that ushers us into the romantic era of music, which will be next hour, but we're still sticking with the classical right now. I've got some Schubert coming up. This is Symphony No. 5. Normally, the 8th, his unfinished, is the most famous, but I happen to like No. 5. So we're going to take a listen together right now on KPR. This recording features Leonard Bernstein conducting the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. I hope you like it right now on KPR. Schubert's Symphony No. 5, here on Kansas Public Radio, Bernstein conducting the Concertgebouw Orchestra. Ah, lovely classical music indeed. And you know what else is lovely here on Kansas Public Radio? Our sponsors, like the Lead Center. Support for classical music comes from them, and they are welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Info at lawrencekstimes.com. All right, this morning we started with the Baroque, and then we're going to go into the broken-hearted hour next hour. But to get us there, we need a transition from the classics to the romantics. And Beethoven, it's one of the reasons I love him so much. He was such a rule breaker. Now, while he was part of the classical period especially with his Ninth Symphony and the chorus in that symphony, Ode to Joy. He really, he really took us into the Romantic era. So I have this Violin Sonata number 2, and I'm particularly fond of it because it's one of his earlier sonatas, has the classical style, but there are hints of, you know, the dramatic flair in that complicated music we get to in later years. So we're going to enjoy this together right now. I'm excited because I play the violin and I'm biased. This is Arthur Grumio, a great violinist with Claudio Abbado. That's conductor. Claudio Aro on piano. Okay, here we go. See, I'm so excited. I can't contain myself. Beethoven's Violin Sonata number 2 here on KPR. Beethoven's Violin Sonata number 2 here on Kansas Public Radio with Claudio Aro on piano and Arthur Grumio on violin. Oh, I love that one. I hope you do too. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, dedicated to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. It is 11:01 a.m. NPR News is up next, and then I've got more music for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
Restaurants, stores, and gas stations rose by 0.6% during the month. Thanks to President Trump's tariffs, the U.S. is buying less from China, but China's hauling plenty of other buyers around the world. Exports from the world's second largest economy rose 5.5% last year, and China's trade surplus grew to a record $1.2 trillion.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive commercial auto insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at progressivecommercial.com. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Brahms Hungarian Dance number 19 with Antal Doradi and the London Symphony Orchestra. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. It is nearly 40 degrees out and quite windy. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me. I teased the whole 2 hours this morning that we went from the Baroque music to the brokenhearted. And well, now we're there. Tchaikovsky Symphony number 4. Yes, his heart was broken, but it turned into gratitude. And you know, I could spend a whole hour talking about this symphony. I actually found an amazing summary of program notes for you that if you are at home or on your phone or a device and you want to do a little reading while we listen, just search Houston Symphony, Tchaikovsky Symphony number 4. Oh, it's great. It's got his letter where he explains everything. It's just such a fantastic symphony. But I could keep yammering. However, we need to listen to it together. Tchaikovsky, Symphony 4 with the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. Enjoy. on KPR. Now that there is what we call an epic symphony here on Kansas Public Radio, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4 with the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. Wow, such a powerful thing to listen to. I hope you enjoyed it. And hopefully you caught some of the program notes. There's a great article with Tchaikovsky's letters. Houston Symphony has a great write-up on it. I encourage you to check it out. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, inviting viewers to connect at station events. Details delivered to email inboxes in the Kansas City PBS Live eBlast. Available at kansascitypbs.org. Well, sometimes I don't know what to follow after something so epic like that, but, you know, Roses from the South is pretty nice, and wouldn't it be nice if we had some warm winds from the South? But we don't. We have cold winds for this winter. But Strauss will warm us up. Johann Strauss II's Roses from the South with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra, now on KPR. Johann Strauss II's Roses from the South with Eugene Ormandy and the Philly Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Jeff Watson is up in the afternoon with more music for you. And by the way, do you know who makes all of our live studio performances and, frankly, this music on the radio possible? You do. The great music and even the news that you hear every day on KPR happens because of your financial support. So this is my friendly ask of you to do your part, and please consider subscribing. Becoming a monthly sustainer would be excellent. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org, and anything you can do to help us out would be really appreciated. It is 39 degrees, but the sun is shining here at Kansas Public Radio. More straight ahead.
What will the ousting of Nicolas Maduro from Venezuela mean for the future of the oil industry?
If you're benefiting the U.S. economy, it's probably to the detriment of someone, potentially Venezuela.
I'm Juana Summers. We go to Texas, which has the most refining capacity in the United States, for answers on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here, weekdays on KPR, beginning at 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. NPR News is up next. I am planning Friday's Classics by Request, and also tomorrow, don't miss my 11 a.m. interview with conductor Joanne Folletta. It's going to be an exciting morning here on Kansas Public Radio.